Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'll take you off the coast now, Ronnie, to Millstream. So tell me about Millstream.
Millstream's kind of like...
Which I haven't visited. I'd love to.
It's awesome. It's like you got to really follow the map. So we actually did a project up there for Ashburton. So we went up there and they gave us all these hot spots to go to. We got in contact with a lot of locals. One guy even took us up in his plane to sort of scout out where we could go and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We got flooded out a couple of times because the rain just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was wet season. We, in fact, were camping, I would say, on the fringe of a riverbed. It's just the river rose so high. Hadn't run for 8 years. The lady was like, no, you'll be right on that side. And we're like, oh, no, we got it flooded out down at Emu Creek, which is now shut. We got flooded out at Emu Creek the night before, so I think we'll just stay on this side. And then... sure enough, wake up and the river's like up, is lapping the swag. It was lapping the swag. So I got up and I was like...
panic stations.
Yeah, I was like, oi, the river's up, it's rising, move your swags. And then one of the young guys that was with us, being a photographer, he's like, he must have been in swag going, oh, what's he on about now? He would have gone out and he goes, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So we were dragging swags, moving cars, packing stuff up. So it's a pretty incredible area. Things can happen. I know I've gone off track here, but that was the Chila Plains. And
Chila
Plains.
Right.
So you know how you got like caravan parks and things like that?
Yep.
Well, station stays. There's a few up there.
Right.
Station stays are awesome. It's more like it's in between a campground and a caravan park.
Yep.
But some offer a key to a gate you can go and stay, proper camping.
Yep.
And that's one of the places Chila Plains offers that.
Yeah, okay, righto.
Massive cattle station.
So a good option for around that Millstream area.
Yeah.
Chila Plains.
They do some good bloody carrot cake too.
Yeah, right, there you go.
I'm not a big carrot cake kind of person, but there's some good carrot
when you're
cake
out
there.
I feel like a bit of carrot cake would be quite nice.
Telling you. So back to Millstream. You want to go and you want to check out George Gorge.
Yep. George Gorge.
George Gorge.
Like it.
Gorgeous, George's Gorge. Gorge.
It's, good luck with that one.
Epic place. Depending on the time of the year, means you can either cross the river or you want to take the chance to cross the river. It's probably the better way of saying it.
Yep.
Or you can only get so far and still stay in an amazing place because you've got to cross the river 1, 2, 3 times to get the trifecta. But you only have to cross it twice to get one of the most epic campsites ever. It is so cool. Big red rock, water you can swim in, deep water as well, fresh water. And if it's flowing, it's going to be even fresher.
Yep.
There won't be any stagnant, mozzies, stuff like that.
Yep.
Beautiful place. But there's other places dotted around there as well. There's also Serpentine Falls or Serpentine... Python Pool. Serpentine Falls around the corner from me.
Yeah, it's up. I feel like I'm closer than that.
Yeah. It's all the way down here. No. So Python Pool's epic.
Yeah, right.
It's this big, you're in this gorge and it's just this big cliff face around you and you got like this little pebble beach and you can go and you sit still for long enough you get fish, they'll start chewing on your feet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Is that one of those things that people pay a lot of money for that you can just go and stick your feet and they give them a clean or something?
I think people would pay a lot of money for that, but yeah, it kind of freaks you out a little bit. So definitely don't do any nude swimming.
get another toe chewed on. So that's, I've just typed in Millstream, Chichester
Millstream National Park.
And there's on Explore Parks WA government website, but really informational and...
Yeah, you can jump on the Ashburton Shire website.
Ashburton Shire, yeah, which I've got up as well, which is bloody awesome.
Yeah.
So that'll give you all your campgrounds, what you need to know.
Any of the visitor centres you go to, Tom Price or Onslow, they'll actually give you a physical map you can take, and it actually has the exact location of where we went.
Yeah, cool.
But is, I mean, that's just one place. There's another place in there, I forgot what it's called now, and people listening to this are going to go, mate, you didn't mention this spot, and I can't remember what it's called, but we tried to go there twice, we couldn't because it was just too flooded.
Right.
Damn, I forgot what it's called.
It's
another really popular place there. But there's also Panna Gorge. Panawanica.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There's a town, Panawanica. That town is owned by Rio Tinto. It's run by Rio Tinto. Yep. So everyone who works in the shops and everything, it's run by Rio Tinto. It's interesting place to go. We caught up with the locals.
Yep.
Went to the local sporting club there one night.
Yeah, right.
But nearby the water was flowing. We got to Panna Gorge. That was absolutely incredible.
Right.
It was so beautiful. Another place you're going through rivers and it changes all the time.
Yep.
So it's a bit of an adventure whenever you go, just trying to find places.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.